after the Psichas HaKevah. Now, what is it called? Rav Ashi Masni Hochi. Rav Ashi learns like this. That's what Rav Ashi learned. Mazutra Masni Hochi. Rav Zutra learns like this. I'm Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Chaya. Kol Zaman Shakeva Pasuach. Kol Zaman the Kevra is Pasuach. That means B'shas pregnancy, B'shas giving birth. Beinar Matsurichanei, Beinar Ma'in Tsurichanei, Mechal Nasa Shabbos. Nistam HaKevra, Rav Matsurichanei, Mechal Nasa Shabbos. Leyar Matsurichanei, Mechal Nasa Shabbos. We'll leave this. This will be in the Gemara. We'll start this again tomorrow. We'll start learning this a little halacha tonight, just... Yeah, which clothing you're allowed to wear, what you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. So start so first, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. Only if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, then you're allowed to run. So going the base, when you're going to shul, you want to run after the mitzvah to go to shul first, you're allowed to run on Shabbos to go to shul. To go to shir, you're allowed to run to a shir. Otherwise, though, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. That we have in the Gemara that the Hiluch of Shabbos is supposed to be different than the whole week. You're supposed to walk differently on Shabbos than you walk the whole week. So therefore, on Shabbos, you're not supposed to run. Hago, for Yosalif Soya Yosem Meyama Bepsiachas. You can't take one step, shouldn't be more than an Amma wide. In Efshalay the Pochas, if you could walk less than that. So Bekitza, you're supposed to walk normal walking and not spread your feet out too long to take too big of steps. Zogbeis. Of the Bechurim Hamisangim Bikpitsosam. You have children that enjoy jumping, Umutsosam, and they enjoy running. For them it's pleasure. It's Alocha Mutter. They're allowed to do it. Because that's Oinik, and Oinik Shabbos is Mutter. Vechain Liris Kol Dover Shemasangim Boy. If you want to run to something you enjoy to see, so you're running there to get there faster to see it, that's also Mutter. Vaita Vechain Mutter Teal Bishabbos. Who is then allowed to take a walk on Shabbos? Maybe you think the Stama walk is also divrei chol. Kamashma, no, it's also called einik. Vad, if you enjoy it, it's mutter. Take a field, take a walk on Shabbos. Now the shal is about jogging. What about if you want to run on Shabbos? Not mishum on einik, not as pleasure, but as refuah. So that's the Mogen Avraham says this also. It's only mutter to run if you're doing mishum tainim. But if you're doing a mishum refuah, that while you're running you get mitzchamim, you get yourself heated up, and you get yourself, you use up your muscles, and that's refuah for you. So then it's also. Usually when adults jog, usually they're doing the Shum Refuah. They're doing it to keep themselves in shape. Like if he asks the guy himself, does he enjoy it? He doesn't enjoy it so much. He's doing it just to keep himself in shape. That's the Shum Refuah. That will be also do on Shabbos. But if you're doing it because you mamish enjoy running, you enjoy it, and not for your health, just because you enjoy it, then it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Okay. Gimel. Last questions later. Gimel. Somebody was walking on Shabbos and he came through the Amas Amayim through a puddle of water, was in the middle of a Shus Rabim, or a stream of water. Is Yochel Ledaleg Velikvoy? You're allowed to jump or skip over it. Oleho. Afilu hi Rechova. Even though it's very wide, like a few feet, you have to jump over. Shein Yechel Laniach Ragla Rishoyin Akoidim Shiyakashniya. You can't just take one big step. But you have to mamas jump or skip. Still, it's mutter to do this on Shabbos. Even though Stamazo, you're not supposed to jump or skip. But here it's better to do this on mutev sheyidlug v'mashiyek kifenu. It's better to jump over it than the other race would be is to walk all the way around it. Now since you mifnei shemar bebehiluch, if you're gonna have to walk all the way around, you're gonna have to walk too much. So here with mat, it's kedai for you to jump over it because before you're saving yourself the long walk. Aber the yosalava boy, aber the matter what, you're not allowed to walk inside the water. Shloyovu deitchita. Because we're afraid if you walk inside the water, then maybe you come later to start wringing out the water out of your clothing, and that would be an issue of the Raisha of Schita. So Mashma, that if you can't jump, it's too long to jump, now you want to take one jump inside it, then take another jump, that's also. Then you're like supposed to walk all the way around. But if you could jump over it, it's better to jump over it than to walk around. Yeah. Right. But Bukhura, this emetamayim here means that you're going into the water and through your clothing is mamash gonna get wet. Maybe just if it's a half an inch there, and just your foot, just your shoes and get a little bit wet, could be there's no issa. Because that's not shaya chita then. Like on your shoes itself, you're not gonna wring it out. That's the way at least the water will get to your pants. Another shayla, Bukhura, the shayla is, we hold Allah, we'll see later, that anytime you shriya, anytime you soak clothing in water, that alone is also. So where it's a shayla, not only if the shayla, when it comes from chita, you come to wring it out, just putting your beged into the water alone should be awesome. So there's two terutzim here. Either this is called derech lichluch, that walking through a puddle of water b'shus rabim, that's not called like you're cleaning your begid. That's derech lichlas, a dirty water poshid, so there wouldn't be any yisr in just putting the begid into the water. The only yisr would be that shema yisrei may become to wring out the water later. Rather, first you learn, we're talking about matila, you're wearing dirty clothing. Like Dalit, we'll see. Dalit. For Yehoyle for Dvar Mitzvah. Somebody was going with Dvar Mitzvah on Shabbos. Kagoyin, lahakbo p'nei rabbi. You're going to be makabo p'nei rabbi. Interessant, it's a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos also. Even though we hold this gim on Yom Tiv, then there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv on the Gimur Regolem, lahakbo p'nei rabbi. That's a chiyuv. On Shabbos, it's a reshus. If you want to, you could. But if you do it, it's called the Dvar Mitzvah. You're going to visit your Rebbe on Shabbos. Oy p'nei misha godel menu. It's time you're going to see another choshev. The chokhmah. Then yochol lava boy. Then your lateral mamash even walk inside the water. Obavad sheyase shinui. When you're walking into the water, when you have a big river in front of you, and the only way to go visit your Rebbe is to walk through the river. So you're allowed to walk through it. Obavad sheyase shinui. When you're walking, make some type of a difference. Like keep your hands in the pockets all time. You should remember that it's Shabbos today. You should remember that when you're walking through Shabbos, water on Shabbos, and you have to be careful later not to come to squeeze out the water. So with this shino it's mutter. You're not allowed to walk through water though with sandals. Since sandals can't be too tight on your feet, well, the koshwa yofa, you can't tie it down nicely. Chayshina, we're afraid. Dilma nofel v'yosel asuyin. We're afraid that while you're walking through this water, the sandals will come off, fall off, and you come to carry it with shusarabim. Avu manolay muter. So if you're wearing shoes that are tied down tight, then we don't have this chash. Maybe you'll fall off and you come to carry it. Then you're allowed to walk with the shoes through the water. In this case, when it's muter, if you're going with dvar mitzvah. So okay. Some are going to visit his Rebbe on Shabbos. That we say it's mutar lava b'mayim. Your ladder mamish walks through the river, even to go see a Rebbe. Is after chazara, you're also mutar. Even when you're coming home, l'chura coming home, there's no more mitzvah. Still, it's mutar. Why? Kadesh lo yitei machshilu lasad lovay. That you shouldn't be nichshol lasad lovay. Like the next time, if the lachur is you can only go and not come home, so good, you go to your Rebbe. Then when you want to come home, I can't come home. You're gonna waste like Yom Shabbos. So next Shabbos, I think it's not going to go anymore to a Rebbe. I waste those Shabbos. I can't get home. I won't go. So Gedeira, people would want to go again next time. The Rabbanu will make it even Bechazarosa. Even when you're going home, we want to make a nice visit to your Rebbe. Go and come home, enjoy it, and go again next Shabbos. Right above. If somebody is going to watch over his peris on Shabbos, as he has a field, and just wants to watch it to make sure nobody's going to steal from it on Shabbos, that's mutter. You're not doing any mekach memcha. You're not doing any business. You're just going to watch your peroisa. It's also mutter lalava b'mayim. You're also allowed to walk through the water to watch your peris. Because this is also called the ksas mitzvah. At the Magen Avraham says, Tishmira mamoinoi nami ksas mitzvahi. To watch your mama that it shouldn't get stolen, shouldn't get ruined, that's also a mitzvah. The mitzvah, take care of you and your belongings. So now it's also called you going with dvar mitzvah to watch your nechosim it shouldn't get spoiled. Over here, but this mitzvah is not so choshev to say that even when you want to come home, you can also go through the water. Here they weren't matyu to go through the water on the way coming home. They're only matyu to go there, but not to come home. Zayin. Kol hayoytzei, this is really the beginning of this sif. Kol hayoytzei bedover shein atachshit. Somebody wears, goes out, something that's not called a tachshit. Now a tachshit usually means a clothing. A tachshit means really something that's nice for your body. The reason why we're allowed to wear begodin is because the begad is nice for your body. It gives a cover to your body. Anything you're wearing to make nice to your body is a svara, it's like bottle to your goof. So that's why you're allowed to walk out with your pants, with shirts, with your clothing. Because all your clothing is really called a tachshit. It's making your body look nice. It's like bottle to your body. Who are the jewelry and things you wear to make yourself body look nice? It's also mutimidiraisim. Because out the svara is bottle to the body. But if somebody walks out with something that's not called a malbush, ain't a tachshit. It's not nice for you, and it's not a clothing. V'yena derech malbush, and you're not wearing the derech malbush for hitziyoy, and you walk out with it. Kegoin sharegilim leitziyoy say dover. The way you walk out with this thing on Shabbos, most of the time you carry out a plate, like you carry out something. It's chayiv. You're chayiv on Shabbos for carrying it out. V'chol tachshito shehu rofi. Now tachshitim, that means jewelry. That you say now you're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos. Because the jewelry that's made to make your body look nice is like vato to your goof. But lo yitzui, it's rough, but lo yitzui, it's very loose. She'ef shalai dekal lipol, that very easily could fall off you, also lo says boy. The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to walk out with this, because we're afraid maybe you'll fall off on Shabbos, and they come to pick it up and walk down on it. V'im yot sapotem. But if you do walk out... There are enough kufchav tests for holding here. Middle of about Nisha has given birth. Now again, Ravashi mas second one. Ravashi mas nihochi. That's what Ravashi learned before. Now mazutra mas nihochi. These are loches of an Nisha is giving birth. Om Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. Chaya, that's Nisha is giving birth. Kol zaman shakeva pesuach. Kol zaman, the uterus is open. Pesha means b'shar. We'll soon see when it starts. When she's about to give birth, is bein omrut zricha ani. Whether she says she needs something like to be mechal Shabbos for her, or bein omrut ain't zricha ani. Whether she says no, I don't need it. I don't need this right now. Is still mechal aleha esa Shabbos. If the doctor or the friends think that she needs it, she needs hot water, so we're mechal Shabbos for her. We're allowed to. Nista Makever is after she gave birth already and it's healed up already. Nista Makever is closed already. Then Omrut Srichani Michalin Olesa Shabbos. If she says she needs hot water now or she needs something, it's Bekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do it for her to save her. Loy Omrut Srichani, but if she doesn't say she needs the hot water, she's not complaining, is Ein Michal Olesa Shabbos. We ourselves, if we think she needs it, we're not Michal Shabbos for her. If the doctor is there and the doctor says it's kuach nefesh, it's not worth anybody. Anytime if a doctor says that he needs something, otherwise it's kuach nefesh, avad he could do it. Here we're talking about nobody saying it's kuach nefesh. Just we think that she needs it. But if she says she doesn't need it, we're not mechal Shabbos for her. That's the way Mazutra learned. Right. Omale Ravina Lemrema. Mazutra Masni Lakula. Mazutra learned Lakula. The what that bishas you could be mechal Shabbos for any purpose. Ravashi mas l'chumra. Ravashi, the first shita was the chumra. No, only she says she needs it. She doesn't say she needs it. We're not mechal Shabbos. His hilchos a command of zayhu's halacha like or malei halacha k'mazutra. We go l'kuli according to mazutra. Why? Because sofik nefoshes l'hokel. Whenever you have a shaila about sofik nefoshes, where the person may live or whether or not, avad we go l'hokel means to save the life. We always go wherever, anytime there's a suffix of pikuach nefesh, we say it could be mechal Shabbos to save the person. So maybe we hold like Mazutra, that calls the mind is the psicha sakever, whether she says, even if she says she doesn't need it, but if the people around, the friends, think she does need it, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for her. So the more me'ema sai psicha sakever. When does it start the matzav of psicha sakever that the uterus is open enough to say that she's in the matzav of pikuach nefesh now, and we can start doing things for her even though she says she doesn't need it? Is Omer Abaya Mishor Sheteisha Vala Meshabra. The time she sits down on Haintes, the delivery table. Meshabra, that's the table, the chair she sits down on, and on that they deliver her. So once she sits down on the delivery table, that's already called the Zman of Sukkot Nefoshes, that we can Mechal Shabbos for her if we think she needs it. Rafuna Breda Mishuama Mishor Shadam Shaisis Vyuri. The Shaisis is after she has her labor pains. And it's about time, and now the blood starts to come down. That's also called psichas hakever. For Yamrilo, a third sheet there is mishor shechavruseh noisei soisa. When her friends have to come carry her, she's so faint she can't even walk anymore. The akfer, friends have to carry Rashi bezroisel with their own arms. The friends have to carry the isha, the pregnant lady. She's in labor now. That's called psichas hakever. Sheini yichod lahalach, she can't walk anymore. She comes such bad pains that she can't walk anymore. That's already called the zman of psichas hakever. That's called the zman of pikuach nefesh. And laloch, we pass like all three sheet is the chumra, which lakula really. Like whichever one comes first, that's called that she's in the matzav of labor now, giving birth, and she's a matzav of pikuach nefesh that we could do things for her. And ad mosai psichas hakever, to how long after is it still considered as a psichas hakever? How long afterwards, after the birth, can you still be mechal Shabbos for the isha? Ad mosai. And mosai psichas hakever, how long does it last? Om Rabbaye Shloisha Yomim. 3 days. Hey, 3 days after she gave birth, she's still in the matzav of Sekonos Nefoshes. If she says or we think she needs something, we're allowed to do it for her. Rove Roma Mishmed Rav Yehuda Shiva. He said no, until 7 days. The first 7 days after birth, that's still called, that's called Psichas HaKever, she's a Mokum Sakona. V'yamru lo shloshim. Some say, no, a din chaya, an ish that gave birth, has a din of 30 days. Yeah. Now, what the halachas of 3 and 7 and 30? The Mor Amri Nadori. Nadori says like this. Chaya gimel zayin v'lamid. There are three different type of halachas. There's nisha that gave birth, that the first 3 days we'll soon see is one halacha. Then there's halacha from the third day till the seventh day. And then there's another halacha pertaining to the seventh until the 30th day. What's the halachas? Gimel, the first 3 days. Bein omra tzrichani, or bein omra loy tzrichani, mechal n'olas ha-shabbos. Even if the isha says she doesn't need the hot water now, I don't need it. But if the neighbors or the friends think she does need it, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for her. Even though she says, I don't need it, but if we think she does need it, she's called the Mokum Sakana the first 3 days, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for her. Zion, what about from the third day until the seventh day? And the seventh day or the sixth day comes out on Shabbos, that she gave birth on Monday. So what's the halacha now? Omrut Srichani Mechal Nalas Shabbos. If she says she feels she needs the hot water, she needs something, then she's still be Mokum Sakana, we're allowed to do it. Aba Omra Leitzrichani, she says she doesn't need hot water right now. Samela ain't Mechal Nalas HaShabbos. But now that'll be Mechal HaShabbos, just the fact that we think she needs it. Again, if the doctor is there and says she needs it, it's Pekuach Nefesh Avadi, but listen, you're allowed to do it. It's not worse than anybody. But it's not a doctor saying it, just we, the friends, think she needs it. If she says she doesn't need it, you're not allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. Lamed, what about from the seventh day until the 30th day? Then Afilu Omra Tzrichani, even if she says she needs something on Shabbos, is Alocha Ein Mechal Nalas HaShabbos. It's after the seventh day, she's not called Sekonas Nefoshes, and he can't be Mechal HaShabbos for her. So what's the din of the seventh until the 30th day? That she's called like a Chayla Shein Boi Sekonah. She has a din Chayla. What's Megei to? Avol Oisin Ayidei Amoi. You're allowed to tell a Goy to do something for her. That's the Alocha of a Chayla Shein Boi Sekonah. If somebody is sick in bed, and he's not a Sekonas Nefoshes, but he's a chayla, he's allowed to tell a goy to do malachas for him. Something that's for refuah. I mean, that's the stam in the veld telling him to do malachas. If you tell a goy to do a malacha for your refuah, that's muta. See here also, the isha, the pregnant isha, is allowed to tell the, not the pregnant, an isha gave birth. It's 7 days after, until the 30th day, she's called a chayla shein boy sakonam, that she's allowed to tell a goy to do something for her that's going to help her feel better. Kidirav ula bread rabbi loy. The omar called sorche chayla, nasinay dea moi bishabis. Any tzorche chayla, something that a chayla needs on Shabbos, even though Yisrael is not allowed to do it for him, because he's not a pekuach nefesh, but a kopon, you're allowed to tell a goy to do it for you. The Rabbanan didn't make the iser of a miru liyakim as a shvus, but mokam a chayla shein by sakona. For a chayla, it's muta. Trash of a cold tzorche chayla means v'hochaya, and now this ish that gave birth, ad lamed yoyim stom a chayli. That's the Kiddush. Until 30 days after the birth, she's still considered like a chayla. And therefore, we're allowed to tell a goy to do something. Trashi dover shein boi sakona, chayla, shim lo yas la refuazu, ein mesukin lomus. Mikol mokum sarachulua. That's what we're talking about. Talking about you want to take a medicine now, or some type of refua, that if you don't do it, you're not going to die from it. So, stamazo, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It can't be mechal Shabbos for this. About koponim, oimeli amoy v'yoyser. The Drashi Avodov, but you're allowed to tell a goy to do this for you. Hey, it's something that a chayla needs, that if he doesn't have it, he won't die, so Yisrael can't do it for him, and you have no hetter to be Mechal Shabbos for him, but you're allowed to tell a goy to do it for you. Drashi Avodov, Sheish Bre Sakona, but something the doctor says, if you don't do it, you may become Sakona Stavoshis, then Avada Yisrael Atzma Oiseloi. Then even another Yisrael is allowed to help you out. At the Kuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. So,
the issue here is that the sakana for the isha is because she's a menekes, or is that because...
No, because she gave birth. Stam called the uterus...
uterine surgery?
What?
Well, how does that apply to uterine surgery? Or is it just to give birth? In other words, hysterectomy is...
Could be it's not giving birth. Giving birth is worse. It's worse. Other things that I don't know. That's what Moro is talking about. Could be the same halacha is also there. Nechlam, you have to know. Moro is already talking about this lack of giving birth. Other things, it could be the same halacha also. Could be different, could be bigger zmanim, less zmanim, but still the same thing. Hold the man, she's a sakana, you're allowed to do for her. The Ramah's only saying the shurim for giving birth to him. Back to Ukura of Hamnuna. The Yomar of Hamnuna. Dov shein boy sakana. Something that if you don't do it for the chayla, he won't die from it. It's not a sakana. Samelo Yisrael can't be Mechal Shabbos for him. of a locher is oimel anochri v'yoseh. If you're allowed to tell a guy to do it for you, if a person's a chayla in bed and he feels he needs a hot tea, it's almost going to make a big difference to him right now. It's going to make him feel much better. He's allowed to tell a guy, put on the fire, make me hot tea and give it to me. Tell a guy, go home, make hot tea and bring it to me. A person's a chayla. Chayla means that you're in bed. You're not full of mishkav. It means you're in bed. You can't walk around. You're either after sickness or you have such a bad headache that your mamish can't walk around. You can't be on your feet. You have to lie down. That's called the chayla. That's shein by sakana. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel lechaya lamed. You should know for ish that gave birth, there's a loch of 30 days. What does it mean? Lamed yoyim. So the man of my hilchasa. What does Rav Yudah mean to say a new loch of 30 days? What does 30 days got to do with Nisha gave birth? Amrinadoi letfila. It means when she should be tevil in the mikvah. So Rashi letfila means ad lamed yoyim letitfa mepnei atzina. If within the 30 days she shouldn't go to the mikvah because maybe she'll catch a cold. She'll get cold from it. And that will make her into makom sakona. So Nishla gave birth the first 30 days, she shouldn't go to the mikvah. Good. Omar Rava of Le Amorne Le Shein Bai Limur. It's only... What? Because the dam you mean, anyway she's an idiot you mean. Well, Shal Binageya by Zachor Binageya too.
Yeah.
Zach was 33 and it's 7 you mean it's not gay anyway you mean. Based on Zephyr, yeah, you're right. That's done again anyway. Still, so the Gemara says, "L'amor nel l'shein b'ayli mo." The Baal is not with her. Avo b'ayli mo, b'ayli mechama mo. But if the Baal is with her, then she could go to the mikveh. Even if it's less than 30 days, because the Baal will be mechama mo, warmer up. So Rashi shein b'ayli mo. V'hi tevelus l'tyrus. Then the Svarish is only being tevel just down the tyrus. As manat Gemara, when Isha was an idur, she couldn't touch tyrus. She couldn't touch tyrus. So she wants to go to mikveh to be taught to be able to touch Tyrus. So then that means the husband is not home. So she shouldn't go the first 30 days. Mashenka, if the husband is in town, then she can even go before the 30 days are up. Rashi, why by the mechamimor? The yachat tefila b'tashmish v'haguf mitzchamim min haguf. Like the eat the baal with tashmish amito warm up his wife. It's like a chiddush. Min how is it muti lechura? She's tummy anyway. Zayin means no. Adin of the Gemara means the adin of the raisa could be that's called dam toyer. The first 7 days, that's all. It's only the midrash of Yav Zocher. The first 7 days, the dam is tamid. After that, it's dam tur. After that, she's tur. She's mutla baila, right? And from the kavus, right? And from the kavus, only the first 14 days midrashim. And after that, right? Yes, yeah, so that's just possible. Because after the birth, after 7 days for Zocher, the 14 days for an isha for the kavus, she's mutta. As the gay anyway, even though Bizman has not been a gay, if she stops seeing the need, she stops seeing Zdam. After a week later, she stops seeing. She has Zayna Kim, she goes to the mikvah. So there's a loche, if the Baal is home, and the Baal will have Tashmish with her, then she's allowed to go to the mikvah even before 30 days are up. I shall catch a cold, the Baal will warm her up. So Maruki Ho, the Baratet Rav Chizlak, Rav Chizlak's daughter, Tovlo Begoit Lossen, after she gave birth, she went to the mikvah before 30 days. Yoimin shloim b'fnei baila. I say she did it by mistake or she did wrong. Her husband wasn't around. V'yitznisa v'tznias. Then she got the cash. She caught a cold. She got cold. And the only etzah was v'yam tuya liyasa bas with the rav l'pumbedisa. That a carrier in a bed to vayse to rav and pumbedisa. Right, Mustam rav was a husband. Is that a carrier to a husband and pumbedisa? That was the only refuah for her. So that's the matzav. The husband is not around. Then she shouldn't go the first 30 days. If the husband is home, then it's mutter. Om Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Oisin Medura Lachaya B'Shabbos Yimei Geshomim, that you're allowed to make a fire for a chaya, Nishta gave birth on Shabbos, Pshita, in Lechutz HaSakon, if she cats a cold, she says she's cold now, and a chaya means Zman Psichas HaKevron, or else it means the first 3 days, so Vadi, you can make it on Shabbos, as Kuch Nefesh. So Vimine, we thought Lachaya in Lechoy Leloy, could only do it for a chaya, as Konas Tachoshes, and not for any Stam Lechoy Leloy. And b'maisa g'shamim, only in the winter, in a b'maisa chamaloi. But in the summer, it's not so cold, it's hot, so then you can't make the fire for them. So the marv aloi, it's not the lochon. Loishna chayiv, loishna choylo. Loishna b'maisa g'shamim, loishna b'maisa chamal. Both cases, it's mutter. What's the raya? Midiitma, omar rabkiyav aravin, omar shmuel. Hey, kiz dam. Somebody had bloodletting. They let some blood out. Man, like Gemara was a shchir to gezach. We'll soon see how often they did it. For a shchir to let blood, even on top of a few, they hadn't said till 50 years ago. People used to take bloodletting. Used to go. We'll soon see a taisus here. They used to go to and take a haircut. Used to have your bloodletting also. Some people say that's why the barbershops they have the red signs outside because the mold used to let blood there also. That's the bloodletting. So We'll soon see about it. Is Shmuel says somebody to hake his dam, but it's stoning, and he caught a chill after that. Is Oisunlay Meduri allowed to make a fire for him? I feel able to cook for Thomas, even mamish in the middle of the summer months. But if he caught a chill, from a chill, Vaisa to shout and come that kuch nefesh, and you're allowed to warm yourself up. So Vaisa is in a case where even the guy is tamachoyla. But if he caught a chill, from a chill, it's shout to come with his konas to foshes. So Mizoy, you're allowed to make the fire for them. Trashi hake is dam. The kol shchein choyl, who are then a regular choyl also. Right, says if you catch a chill and you're chilled up and you don't warm yourself up from a chill, a chaf to come with a pekuach nefesh. So without this, therefore you're allowed to make a madura. You have to know if it applies today or not. So how much of a chill you get? Right, the Shmuel the mice was after Shmuel had bloodletting and he caught a cold. Is sochale takaltato the shaga. He had to make a fire, make heat. He didn't have any wood. It's like broke his chair. He broke a chash of a furniture in the house just to make the fire. Yasakonis. Trashi tzolchele tzakla v'shago. Le'motzu eitzim uchorim. He didn't have any other wood. Lesik b'yem ha'koza. V'tzivu v'ikul kisa shotador. He had a very expensive chair. Shumula b'dom was very expensive. Still he had them break the chair to burn the wood to make the fire. Because the other was a sakona. We have Yehuda tzolchele p'turu d'yoyna. He had them burn as Rashi min Eriz. There is good, very also very expensive wood. Le Rabba Tzolchele Shashifa. When Rabba had his bloodletting and he caught a chill, he made them burn his stools in the house. Of Silo, the footstool. The Yomalei Abayi Le Rabba. I v'kov v'mam mishum batashkes. So why are you breaking the chair? A footstool he had. So he took his footstool and broke it and burned it up to warm himself. So he has to kash the chur yovu batashkes. Oh, my leh, he answered him back. Hey, about tashkes the gufoi, odifli. Hey, my goof, my health is worth more to me. It's kedai to break a chair to save your life. So that it's kedai to burn this footstool to save my life. Omarav Yudu Amarav. Liyodam yimcher odam kairas besa. You should sell even the beams of your house. Like, sell everything you have. Viyikach manolim, luraglov. And to be able to walk outside with a shoes. Now, they shouldn't walk outside barefoot. The biggest bizui, the embarrassment to you is if you walk out on the street without shoes. You can't afford shoes. So you should always make sure you have shoes. Heik is dam, if you had bloodletting, you don't have what heat that day, is yimcha manolim shebraglim. Then it's kedai even to sell your shoes. Because mamish is a sakono if you're not going to eat after the bloodletting. The yaspik mehen tzorchei suda, and buy from the value of your shoes enough food to eat to have a tzorchei suda. Trashi tzorchei suda means suda sakoza. You're supposed to have a special meal, we'll soon see, after you have the bloodletting to keep yourself healthy. My tzorchei suda, what is the suda you're supposed to have? Rav oma bosa, you're supposed to eat meat right afterwards. Hushimul oma yain, it's glad to drink wine. Rav oma bosa, nafsha, cholof nafsha. Like meat instead of your nefesh, didn't you let the blood out of you? So Mela get that's a nefesh like, let another nefesh bosa come into you. Shmuel lama yayin, sumka chalav sumka. Since the wine, because wine is red, and the blood is red. So it took out red from you, put black back in red. Shmuel b'yayma d'yavid Musa. Shmuel on the day he had bloodletting, ovid le tashil the tachli. He made sure to eat the tashil of milt. Tachli. That type of meat he ate, milt. Rab Yechanin shosi adinofik tuyo meyunya. Rabbi Yechanan drank so much wine till the smell came out of his ears. That's how much wine he drank. After he had bloodletting. Rashi Munya may oznav me reichi yain. As the reichi yain came out of his ears. Rabbi Nachman shosi yad the coffee tichli. Rabbi Nachman drank so much wine till the milk in his body, by say, started to float in it. He had a lot of wine. Rabbi Yosef shosi of Yosef drank so much wine. Ad the nofik meribdu the kesultan. He had a wound like on his hand, like a booba with a scab on top, like the wine came out of the scab. His mamish's body was overflowing with wine. That's how much wine he drank. Rova mahader achamra. Rova ran after to make sure he got very good wine. Bar tloser tarfi. That's like 3 years old from three types of different leaves. A special wine. Also, it was a refuah to drink wine, so he made sure they got good wine. Omalu Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rabbonim. But metusim minaychu. Like, please, go away from me. When you make your bloodletting, Omalu v'saychu, tell your wives when you go home that day, Nachman ikloy lagabon. They could tell your wife, our Rosh Yeshiva Nachman is coming to visit us that day. He's coming to eat with us. What does that mean? If your wife hears that the Nachman has come to eat the suda, she's going to make a big suda. In other words, he meant to say is after you have bloodletting, eat a good suda. It's healthy for you. So in case your wife won't let a good suda for you, you could tell your wife, I'm going to come to visit you, so chad shemi shall make you a good suda. Any type of a lie or trickery you shouldn't do, bar my high armoy, except for this type of a trickery thing you're allowed to do. What is it, the shori? What is it? The man the yovid milsa, somebody had bloodletting. And he doesn't know how to get wine. He can't find wine. He doesn't have any wine in the house, and he doesn't have money to buy wine. His lisko zuzi maka. Let him take a spoiled coin. A maka, the coin was hit. So now nobody's going to sell it to you anyway, the wine. For lazy l'shev chanusa, and go into seven different stores that sell wine. Aditoyim shiru v'yusa. Until at each store you'll taste a little bit of wine, till at the end you'll already taste the revius of yain. But the pshat is when you go to a store and tell them I want to buy wine, so the first thing you do is you taste it. And then you see if you like it or not. So you'll taste it. Then you tell the storekeeper, yeah, I want to buy it. Where's your money? You're giving the money. The guy's going to throw you on your head. This money, I don't sell wine. So that's one store. Then you go to a second store, do the same thing. Go to seven stores till the end, a korponim will have tasted a revius of yain. So this is a heter to do, mustamas pekuach nefesh, this is a heter. But if you're not going to drink wine, you become a chayla. So he's mati to do this, al pekuach. If it's real gezel or not, I'm not sure. The Gemara is called lashon for nirume, some type of haroma that stamazo you shouldn't do it, only here it's mutter. Right. Right. V'loy, let's say that you can't do either. You don't have a zuzi maka, or you don't have a stores to buy the wine. V'loy lechol sheva tarma yuchmato. Take seven black dates. Eat seven black dates. That's also good. V'leishav mishka b'tzirda, and rub in oil into your temples. Rub oil into. V'nigni b'shimsha, and take a suntan. Go lie in the sun. That's healthy for you. The Mara Avlit, it's the name of a person, Ashkechel Lishmuel, the Gane B'Shimsha. Avlit found Shmuel taking a suntan. Omalei told him, Chachimud Yudoy, like a big Talmud Chochem, Bisha Mihevi Tova, something that's bad, all of a sudden is coming good. As they held Pasha, taking a suntan is no good. Trashi Bisha Mihevi Tova, Choy Mashemish, the heat of the sun, Shukoshel Yodim, the mal that's bad for you. Klo Meitiv Loy, how come now you're taking a suntan? Like I ask him, how come you're sitting in the sun? Is Amalei told him, Mishnah, Yoyma Dakozu. Today is the day I had bloodletting. And maybe it's good to warm yourself up that day. That's why he went to the sun. As a Gemara of Aloy, that wasn't the Yemes, though. El Ika Yoyma, there is one day, Damali Boshim Shabakulei Shosa. There's one day of the year that sun is very good that day. It's very healthy to take a sun tin. Yoyma, the day, the Nofla Beit Kufas Tamis. When the Tkufas of the Chodesh Tamis comes out, that day the sun is very healthy for you. But Shmuel, like obviously we do, Shmuel is like a doctor, he knew a lot of things, and Shmuel didn't want to tell this tablet. That's why Shmuel didn't tell this Yisai tablet. He told him he's taking the suntan today, stand to warm himself up. But really today was a special day, that on Tchufas Tamis, that day the sun is very healthy. Right, the Rabu Shmuel Yamatavayu, call him Mekel Besudas HaKozas Dam, whoever is Mekel Sudas HaKozas Dam, he doesn't want to spend the money to buy a Suda today, or to buy Yain after he had this bloodletting, Yishno Makilin Loim is Noisim in Hashemayim. And Hashemayim, they won't give you money by saying to have Mazoinus anymore. They won't give you food. For Yoimim, they'll say, Who Al-Chayiv Lechas? He doesn't care about himself. He's not taking care of himself. Ani echos alav. So min Hashemayim, the Eibush should take care of you. As Hashem gives everybody panos, he takes care of you. For the Eibush should see that you're not acting normal. You're acting foolish with your own goof. You're not taking care of yourself. So Hashem doesn't give you the panos. Rabu Shmuel Yarmatavayu. Haiman the Ovid Milsa. Somebody had bloodletting that day. Leleisiv hechi the Kurach Zika. He shouldn't sit in a place that wind, a windy place. Like before, the whole Gemara, wind, you catch a chill, when you have bloodletting, it's a sakona. Dilma shofle umna, why? Because maybe the umin that took the blood out of you, he emptied you out. And he only let mamash or revius dam left in your body. All the other dam he took out of you. But the viyosa zika, I'm afraid now when the wind comes, the shoyif minei, will also take out a little bit more blood from you. Viyosa de sakona. And then you come to sakona, you'll have less than revius dam, you come out, can't live on that. Shmuel had a rug of Yavid Milsa Bebeisa. When Shmuel had bloodletting, he had a special room to have it in. A special walled room, the Shev Levinta. It had seven bricks in that room. That's how thick the wall was. The Aricha, and it was very thick also. Rashi Varicha, Sev Livni Aricha, Uvei HaChayim, the thickness of the wall was Zion Levinim, 7 bricks, Motol on the Rochvon, Zuei Tzuzer, the whole Levina Gimel Tzvachin, the Aricha and its width, Arechatz Levina Tefach HaMachzer. That's how thick that wall was, a very thick wall he had to make sure no wind would come through. Of Zot Gemara still, Yom Echada of it, one day Shmuel had bloodletting in this room, V'Avyesh Benavshei, and he felt some wind coming into the room, he felt something. His bodek, he checked out this thick wall, V'Chos Echada Aricha, and one brick was missing there. So because one brick was missing, Shmuel was able to feel the wind coming in. Rav Shmuel the Amitavayu, High Man the Ovid Milsa, somebody that makes bloodletting, Litta Midi, he should right away eat something. For the Leper, then go out. You don't need something first. And meet a dead person. Yarka arpe. You become green in the face. It's very bad for you. If you're going to meet somebody, commit suicide, is miss, you'll die from that. And if you're going to meet a chazir, a dover, those called the chazir, is kosher dover achwitz. It's bad, it's prashlitz saras.